there is the opportunity for everyone to get involved. It'll be a transparent process, so everything will be out in the open. People will be able to examine throughout this process all of the issues that are being considered. It's very important that we get the whole thing knitted together and very clearly articulated, so that over the course of the next 15 years, people can look back and say this was a process which involved the whole community, and is one that is backed by everyone in the community.
What sort of areas will the scheme have power over? What sort of areas will it be able to take decisions in?
What it will do is set in place policies regarding housing, use of land, the kind of buildings that can be put up. And against this framework, this policy framework, planning decisions will be taken in the same way as they are at the moment, but just that the policy will be at local level rather than at county level.
Now, you're going to get different opinions within any community over any given issue. How is that going to sort of evolve into a policy?
Well, we've got all of these things have got to hang together. So we can't look at housing in isolation. We can't look at, say, flood management in isolation, nor indeed jobs and the economy. All of these things have to weld together. And we will have to listen to, and will listen to, different strands of opinion. Put forward proposals based on those opinions, and get people to vote effectively on what they feel is best. And clearly, as it is at the moment, you know, in a democratic society, the majority will win through. Hopefully, we will take everyone with us, and people will understand why we reach the conclusions we do reach, and as a result of an open and transparent process.
Now, it's early days yet; the scheme's still being set up. But how are you going to measure whether or not it's successful?
I think one of the measures of success will be the number of people who get involved. But one of the most important things is getting people to volunteer for parts of the programme of work. Clearly, we need people who can go around with clipboards, people who can do admin jobs, and there are a number of people in this community who've got specialist skills, whether they be in market research, whether they be maybe surveyors or other specialist skills. And we want volunteers who maybe can do a short piece of work, but equally, if someone wants to spend a couple of hours a week or a month over the course of the next 12 months, they would be equally very, very valuable, because this is very much a community-based project.
There's a drop-in session arranged today in Much Wenlock. What's that about?
This is an opportunity for anyone who's around this morning to drop into the Priory Hall from 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock, when there will be a number of people involved.